I'm John Osier with a prepping for the draft comeback edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And Lisa from Jacksonville writes, John, the draft is at hand. Gut feeling. Who are the Jaguars taking? Well, ideally, they trade back. If they pick at number 3 and Jadeveon Clowney isn't there, I'd say they go Clemson wide receiver Sammy Watkins. The Jaguars need playmakers. Watkins is that. That's today's answer. Ask me again tomorrow. Maybe it's different. Now, Andrew from Phoenix writes, hey, wait a minute. Have you lost weight? You know what? I have lost some weight. I've been watching what I eat a little bit, eating a little better, hitting the treadmill. You know, the key is... Now, Andrew from Phoenix writes, I was just kidding. You can't tell. Now, Hugh from Orlando writes, why would the Jaguars not pick Louisville quarterback Teddy Bridgewater? Wasn't he the best quarterback in the draft until his pro day? Well, the Jaguars could take Bridgewater. They're interested enough they took a second look after he struggled at his pro day. The word is he threw better at that workout. I don't see it in round 1, but if he's there at number 39, well, that makes sense. Now, Garrett from St. Augustine Beach writes, Johnny Football! Johnny! Now, Franny from Birmingham, Alabama writes, Diamond Dave Caldwell said he's willing to trade. Does that mean he could trade up too? Well, no doubt. The Jaguars have 11 selections in this draft. That gives them flexibility to trade up, back, wherever. I don't see them moving up in round 1, but if a player is there in the later rounds, say a quarterback in round 2 or 3, then yeah, that could happen. Now, Greg from Junction Creek, Florida writes, John, are you ever given to arbitrary moments of vanity? Now, Tim from Jacksonville writes, John, I don't get it. How could the Jaguars seriously not take a quarterback in the first round? Well, David Caldwell said it best. If you don't think there's a difference maker at quarterback, you don't take one at number 3 if you believe there are difference makers at other positions. Keep that in mind if the Jaguars don't go quarterback early on Thursday. Now, Paul from Ocala writes, how could a player like Johnny Manziel not be the Jaguars' selection? This guy has the chance to be great. Well, he also has a chance to not be great. I'm as intrigued by Manziel as anybody. He has a magic you can't ignore. At the same time, his tendency to leave the pocket early and to not make certain reads that scouts think should be routine, well, those things scare people. Where will he go? Well, that's Thursday's top storyline. Now, Carl from South Bend, Indiana writes, John, what? No mailbag since the end of the season? What have you been doing anyway? Where have you been? What have I been doing? Where have I been? I'll tell you where I've been.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Just across Mobile Bay from Mobile. It's Senior Bowl week
in downtown Indianapolis. This is Jaguars.com live.
Don't go telling me that Jadeveon Clowney every snap is double teamed and or triple teamed, because I just don't buy it.
From the University of Louisville, from College Station, Texas, Columbia, South Carolina, Jaguars.com live. A couple hours away from the UCF Pro Day, including quarterback Blake.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.